This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The Election Commission of India today announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu polling will be taking place on 23rd of April. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and union territory will be held on 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued tomorrow. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Mr. Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the union territory.
The model code of conduct is applicable from now onwards. So actions taken prior to model code of conduct is a prerogative of the concerned government. But now onwards, the model code of conduct shall be applicable. With regards to the West Bengal elections to be held in two phases instead of eight phases earlier, the commission has held detailed deliberations and in its considered opinion, it was found necessary to reduce the number of phases and bring it down to an extent where it is convenient for everybody.
The Election Commission has also announced by-elections to eight assembly constituencies spread across six states. The assembly constituencies are Paonta seat in Goa, Umraid in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Devanagari South in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmanagar seat in Tripura. During a press conference in New Delhi today, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the notification for by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be showed tomorrow and polling will be held on 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on 30th of this month and voting will take place on 23rd of April. He said the counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, last night. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the discussions were held on ongoing developments related to the conflict in West Asia and various aspects of the regional situation. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas today said that there have been no reports of dryouts of gas supply at LPG distributor ships across the country. In a statement, the ministry said LPG bookings have shown a decline with about 77 lakh bookings recorded yesterday compared to around 88 lakh bookings on 13th of this month. It added that several states and union territories including Bihar, Delhi, Haryana and Rajasthan have issued orders for allocation of non-domestic LPG in line with government guidelines. The government has invited nominations and recommendations for the Padma Awards 2027. In a statement, the Ministry of Home Affairs informed that the Padma Awards will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. The nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards will only be received online through the Rashtriya Puraskar portal. India finished its campaign at the World Boxing Futures Cup in Bangkok with a haul of 5 medals, including a gold, 3 silver and a bronze. Competing across the Youth Olympic weight categories, the Indian U19 men's and women's team delivered a series of strong performances. On the final day today, India bagged 1 gold and 3 silver medals. Chandrika Pujari clinched the gold in the women's 51 kilogram category, defeating Uzbekistan's Mardonova Nazukov with a dominant 5-0 victory. And with that, we end this news bulletin.